The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Morning. I was wondering if there's different stages of self-interest. And I think that certainly it's obvious that there are, and I'm sure that it's been really thoroughly studied, and psychologists have spent enormous amounts of time researching this topic, and I bet philosophers have philosophized on this topic. And it's not dissimilar to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, how we have to meet our really basic ones. And obviously, we eventually move up, with the pinnacle being self-actualization. And Buddha talks about, you know, reaching enlightenment and nirvana. And that's all progressing through these different stages. And it was self-interest that sort of piqued my interest this morning in the context of President Biden no longer being president and President Trump becoming president once again. And the whole context, the greater context, was I wanted to follow up, and I was giving second thoughts to my initial thoughts on Joe Biden pardoning his son Hunter. There was an episode a couple of weeks ago right after that had happened, and I was certainly critical of it, but my big conclusion was that I would certainly do the same thing. If I were in his position, I would certainly pardon my son. And I changed my opinion on it. Just in listening to other people and having conversations. And I think that's, number one, a very, very healthy thing to realize that, you know, my initial thought was one thing, and then I took in new information and I changed my perspective on it. I changed my mind on things. I think that's a really healthy thing to do just that. And I think that we'd all benefit from being willing to listen to somebody else's perspective slash take slash opinion, and then to allow that to influence us. And that's really happened to me. So I want to couch this with the reality that I don't think that what I'm going to talk about is exclusive to Joe Biden. I think that I've talked for years, ever since I started doing podcasting, about how we don't really have a very good choice when it comes to president of the United States, when we should have the best choice. It seems like we always come down to, and the joke that I've always made is the South Park joke. If you've not seen the South Park joke, when there's an election, they always joke that it always comes down to a giant douche versus a turd sandwich. And how in the world am I here again having to consider casting a ballot for a giant douche or a turd sandwich? It is kind of an impossible situation or choice. So, but we are where we are, and we get the elected, we get the politicians that we deserve to a degree, like, I guess. So that's that. That is that. So back to the stages of self-interest. Obviously, when we're babies, we need and have massive self-interest, but are completely reliant on other people. And as we become toddlers, we become awful terrors because we have a little bit more agency and the ability to manipulate our environment. And we're extremely, extremely self-interested. We get a little bit older, we become teenagers, and we become more aware and of other people, and become more empathetic and mindful, and hopefully, and cognizant that there's other people around, so I need to be able to cooperate and play nice with other people, and I want to develop relationships, and I want to make friends, and so therefore, I can't be totally self-absorbed and self-interested. And then as adults, we recognize that we have needs and universal needs, and now we need to go about meeting those needs. So how do we do that? But I wonder, my whole thing is, what stage do you stop simply, do you start realizing that there's a lot more to this, that I need to move beyond just my self-interest? I need to move beyond simply figuring out how to satiate my needs and take and extract value from everywhere, and start thinking about how, through my work and my actions, can I advance the conversation? Can I move civilization along? Can I move humanity along? And it's not obvious to me that that automatically happens, or that it ever happens for many people. It's not obvious that it's happened for me. You know, I'm certainly a self-interested and ambitious person. But it's interesting to me. We have these drivers. We have a desire for control, for influence, for power. It's the whole Maslow thing. I have these needs. How do I meet them? And my wish, my hope, is that at some point we do become more actualized. We do become more cognizant of the fact that there are other people out there. But if I never move past extreme self-interest, if I never move past self-serving behavior, if I don't make that leap, well, what would that be like? And I just wonder if that's not where a lot of our politicians are. And I could be really off base here. But on the last day in office, Biden decides that he is going to issue pardons for Anthony Fauci, which is, I find that to be shocking, disgusting, sad, enraging. He pardons his family. He pardons the January 6th committee. And there's just so much going on there. And then, with a stroke of a pen, he gives something like $500 million to a pharma company as he's walking out the door of the White House. Here's $500 million to a pharmaceutical company. So, self-interest. If that's not all self-interest, or being interested in only the things that benefit you, which is in itself self-interest, I just don't know what is. And it's, what is the term? It's not necessarily disappointing, because we knew going into this deal that these are flawed people, and all people are flawed. But I believe that the president of the United States should be better. Our president, the president of the United States of America, should be a better person. He or she should be more virtuous than the majority of other people. I think that that's a big thing right there. So what does that even mean, that some are more virtuous than other people? You probably heard the saying that I'd rather be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. So I want our leaders to be the absolute strongest, smartest, most capable human beings on Earth, and in this example, in the United States of America. That is what I want. Doesn't mean that I want them to be these physically strong, ripped, jacked people. I want them to be as strong mentally and as strong emotionally and as strong physically and as energetic and as intelligent, as capable as they possibly can be. I want them to be capable of doing whatever they want, but choosing to do what is the right thing to do in the interest and to the benefit of the American people. So the opposite of self-interest. I want somebody who can be as self-interested as any human being can and ever has been, but chooses to do what is in the best interest, chooses to honor their oath of office. That's what I want. People who are capable of doing anything. They're smart enough to work in any system, to extract any value, to get whatever they want, but they don't do it because they're better. They are virtuous. That's not what we've got. So we've got the wrong people who are in charge. You look in, when our politicians go into office as regular people with modest net worth and then come out as monsters that are wildly affluent, it's crazy. These are people who have manipulated, stolen, grifted, they've embezzled, people who have enriched themselves at the cost of the American taxpayer. And now they're scurrying away like roaches when the lights come on.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Relying on pardons. Pardons for things they haven't even been convicted of, or they've done no wrongdoing, yet here's a preemptive pardon. Weird, right? So, and I watched live J.D. Vance get sworn in as the Vice President of the United States, and then Donald Trump being sworn in again as President of the United States. And it's an interesting thing. It's interesting. I find it to be moving. And again, I don't know that it's relevant who was doing it. I just, the scene, put your hand in the Bible, put your hand in the air. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States, and I will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay? So it's not self-interest. It is in the interest of the United States, the Constitution of the United States, and for the benefit of the citizens of the United States of America. So what does that mean? What does it mean to defend the Constitution? Well, it means that we need to protect its integrity to prevent violations or misuse of its provisions and ensure that the government functions as the Constitution is outlined, respecting the separation of power, federalism, and individual rights. It means defending against threats, internal and external, that could undermine our government. It ensures the rule of law, ensuring that no one, including the government, governmental officials, is above the law. Ensuring that no one, including government officials, is above the law. Well, that's not what a preemptive pardon does for the people that Joe Biden just pardoned. It is essentially just going around that. It's going around the rule of law. The purpose is to defend the Constitution, support constitutional rights, protect freedom of speech, religion, and due process. So, due process. What is due process? At its core, due process guarantees that the government must follow fair procedures before depriving somebody of their life, liberty, or property. Keeping in mind that nobody is above the law, including government officials and institutions. So, due process, I believe, my perspective on this is that pardons violate due process. And for that matter, executive orders seem to me to violate due process as well. Just going to war violates due process. That one's a little trickier. So there's a lot of people who are super excited about all of these executive orders that President Trump is signing. And I think that it's just taken us further away from what it is that we're supposed to be doing, which is to uphold and protect the Constitution. And a big part of that is to honor due process. So checks on judicial overreach. This is a really important thing. The founders included the pardon power in Article 2, Section 2 to act as a check on the judiciary, recognizing that courts could make errors or impose overly harsh penalties. Alexander Hamilton argued in Federalist No. 74 that the pardon power was essential for moments of national reconciliation and to provide mercy when the law proved too rigid. Fair. Pardon power could also be used to quell unrest, as in the case of rebellions. For example, Washington pardoned participants in the Whiskey Rebellion to foster peace and unity. The entire South was pardoned after the Civil War to promote reconstruction and coming back together. The founders also believed in public accountability for leaders. They likely would have expected presidents to use the pardon power sparingly in ways that served justice and public good, not personal or political interests. Well, that hits the nail on the head right there, doesn't it? We don't know what the founders would have to say about this, but based on their writings, which there are a lot of them, they would have expected them to use it sparingly in ways that serve justice and public good, not personal or political interests. I don't see where pardoning Anthony Fauci, the members of the January 6th committee, and his family to be in the public good, to be in the name of justice, nor it's just purely personal / political interests. So shame on Joe Biden. James Madison, who is considered to be the father of the Constitution, might have questioned whether or not a preemptive pardon undermines the balance of powers by removing the judiciary's role in determining guilt or innocence. Jefferson was a staunch advocate for limited government. He probably would have viewed these as a dangerous expansion of executive power, especially if used to protect the president's political allies or interests. So there you go. There you go. I say all this just to say I was wrong. I was wrong the first time saying that I would have pardoned my son. And I was wrong because I would have done it. So I was wrong because we need to expect more from the president, from members of Congress, from the Supreme Court. We need to expect more of them. These people need to be better. They need to be of the highest level of virtue. That needs to be the expectation. Each of us should hold ourselves to the highest level of virtue. Each of us should hold ourselves to a standard. I believe that that's true. And I do. And I'm also not the president of the United States of America. I'm not the leader of the free world. I have no aspirations to do so, nor could I even if I wanted to. So, I'm such an advocate of personal responsibility. I'm such an advocate of community, such an advocate of being kind, of being caring, and I'm an advocate of justice. And I believe that pardoning Fauci and the J6 committee and his family is unjust. I believe that it's a violation of the oath that he took to uphold the Constitution and to protect the Constitution. And I think that we all need to do a little bit better. In this example, a lot better. But that is beyond the scope because it is over. It is over, I think. So now we will see what happens this next time around. And believe you me, I will view the Trump presidency and the Republicans through the same lens as I'm using to view Joe Biden and the Democrats. I'm going to do my best to hold them to the same standard. And when I view them as doing things that are wrong, and again, I do not think that just issuing 5 million executive orders on the first day in office and just getting stuff done that way, I think that that's a violation of due process as well. So I think that that's bad and negative. So we're going to call it, hopefully be able to view things both ways. So I was wrong. You're right. I was wrong. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're good looking. I'm not very attractive. Da, 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 da. As always, you do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.